everyone. You're tuned into Harpistry, music centered on sounds of the harp in its many forms from countries around the globe. I'm Valerie Green. Let's get this hour kicked off from Christina Braga from Brazil. Her CD is entitled Samba, Jazz, and Love.
Thank you.
from Brazilian jazz harpist Cristina Braga, from her recording Samba, Jazz, and Love. We started with Preciso Me Encontrar, followed by Chovendo na Rosiera. Next up, we've got music by Yolanda Condonassis.
Thank you.
Yolanda Condonassis performed those last two pieces from her recording Pictures of the Floating World, beginning with a piece entitled Yukio-e, or the title track Pictures of the Floating World, composed by George Rochberg, followed by Reflect dans l'eau, Reflections in the Water, composed by Jacques Ibert. Henriette Renier, born in 1875, spent her life fighting against the double prejudices as a woman and a harpist. But while still very young, her talents as a performer and composer gained her a prominent place in the musical scene. She became the ambassador of her instrument, and pushing back limits to the revealing its full potential. Her sound world, somewhere between romanticism and the fantastic, was nourished by the literary imagination of her day. And the fantastic is evident in this next work, entitled Ballade Fantastique, not only for its name, but for the work that inspired it, Edgar Allan Poe's The Telltale Heart, performed here by Xavier de Maistre.
Thank you.
The last piece was Adagio and Rondo in C minor, Kirkel 617 by Mozart. And the harp part was originally written for the glass harmonica, which was an invention of Benjamin Franklin. It was performed by the famed Spanish harpist Nicanor Zabaleta from his recording The Harmonious Harp. And at the top of that set, we heard a composition by Henriette Renier, entitled Ballade Fantastique, from Xavier de Maistre's works for harp. And Nicanor Zabaleta, whom we heard in that last set, he was born in 1907 in San Sebastian in the Basque region of Spain, and was one of the outstanding harpists of his time. His virtuosity inspired the writing of new works for harps by composers such as Hector Villalobos and Joaquin Rodrigo. Next up, we've got yet more work by Nicanor Zabaleta.
Thank you.
from the recording Great Works for Harp by Nicanor Zabaleta. That was a Claude Debussy composition entitled Dances for Harp and String Orchestra. This has been Harpistry, produced in the studios of KRVS at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thank you for joining me on Harpistry.
It's a Viennese New Year's concert from Pittsburgh. I'm Jim Cunningham, hoping you'll join me as music director Manfred Honeck conducts waltzes and polkas from the Strauss family. And 16-year-old violinist Noah Wildschut makes her American debut with the Chanson Poème and Ravel's Tzigane. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from Public Radio International.
Monday night at 7 on KRVS.
Je savais pas, a show that reveals something about a creative endeavor that you wouldn't know from the initial observation. Tuesdays, 1:30 p.m. or online at krvs.org.
This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, streaming live at krvs.org.